Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 27th of July 2024. Essence, sweet children, become as merciful and benevolent as the Father. A sensible person is one who makes effort and also inspires others. Question: what checking can you children do based on how you study? What is your effort? Answer: from how you study, you can check whether you are playing a highest part, a mediocre part, or a lowest part. A highest part would be said to be of those who make others the highest too. That is, those who do service and increase the number of Brahmins. Your effort is to take the old shoe off and put a new shoe on. When a soul becomes pure, he can receive a pure new shoe, body. Om Shanti. You children earn an income in two ways. On the one hand, an income is earned on the pilgrimage of remembrance, and on the other hand, by remembering the knowledge of the cycle of 84 births. This is called a double income, whereas on the path of ignorance there is a momentary single income. Your income earned on the pilgrimage of remembrance is very great. Your lifespans continue to increase. You also become pure and liberated from all sorrow. The income is huge. In the golden age, your lifespans are also very long. There is no mention of sorrow there, because there is no kingdom of Ravan there. On the path of ignorance, you receive temporary happiness from studying, and the other happiness from studying is of those who study the scriptures. Their followers don't receive any benefit from them. In fact, they are not even their followers, because neither do they change their dress, etc., nor do they leave their homes. Therefore, how can they be called followers? There is peace, purity, everything there, Satyug. Here, because of impurity, there is so much peacelessness in every home. You receive God's directions. Now remember your father. Consider yourselves to be the godly government. However, you are incognito. You should have so much happiness in your hearts. We are now following Srimat. We are becoming Satopradhan through his power. You are not going to receive your fortune of the kingdom here. Our fortune of the kingdom is in the new world. We now know about that. You can tell them the story of the 84 births of Lakshmi and Narayan. No matter what a person is like, or what a teacher is like, not a single one of them would be able to say, "Come, and I will tell you the story of their 84 births." Your intellects now have this awareness. You also churn the ocean of knowledge. You are now becoming the knowledgeful Sun Dynasty. Then, in the Golden Age, you will be called the Vishnu Dynasty. When the Sun of Knowledge rises, the darkness of ignorance is dispelled. You receive this knowledge at this time. It is only by taking this knowledge that you receive salvation. The knowledge you receive is for half a cycle, and then, for the other half cycle, there is ignorance. This too is fixed in the drama. You have now become sensible. The more sensible you become, the more effort you make to make others similar to yourselves. The Father is merciful and benevolent, and so you children also have to become like him. What would you call the children who don't become benevolent? It is remembered that when you have courage, the Father helps. This too is definitely needed. How else would you receive the inheritance? You receive the inheritance according to the service you do. This is a godly mission. Just as there is a Christian mission and an Islamic mission to make their own religion expand, so you make your Brahmin religion and your deity religion expand. According to the drama, you children definitely become helpers. You definitely play the parts that you played in the previous cycle. You can see that each one is playing a highest, mediocre, or lowest part. The one who makes you the highest is playing the highest part of all. So you have to give everyone the Father's introduction and also explain the secrets of the beginning, middle, and end of the world. Rishis and Munis, etc., have been saying, neither this nor that, neti neti. People have then been saying that God is omnipresent. They don't know anything else. According to the drama, the intellects of souls become tamopradan. You would not say that it is the intellects of their bodies. A mind and intellect are in each soul. You children have to understand this well and churn it. You then have to explain it. Those people have opened so many shops in order to relate the scriptures, etc. Yours is also a shop. You need big shops in big cities. The children who are clever have a lot of treasures. If someone doesn't have that many treasures, he cannot give them to others. Imbibing this takes place number-wise. You children have to imbibe this very well so that you can explain it to anyone. It is not a big thing, it is a matter of a second. You have to claim your inheritance from the Father. You children have recognized the Father, and so you have become the masters of the unlimited. Masters are also number-wise. The king is the master, and the subjects too say, we are the masters. Here too everyone says, this is our Bharat. You say that you are establishing your heaven by following Srimat. Then there will be the kingdom in heaven. There are many levels of status. You should make effort to claim a high status. The Father says, to the extent that you make effort now and claim a status, accordingly that will be fixed for cycle after cycle. If someone gets few marks in an examination, he or she has heart failure. This is a matter of the unlimited. If you don't make full effort, you become disheartened, and there will also have to be punishment. What would you be able to do at that time? Nothing at all. What would the soul do? Those people commit suicide by drowning themselves. Here there is no question of suicide. There cannot be suicide of souls because they are imperishable. But there can be suicide of your bodies through which you play your parts. You are now making effort to shed those old shoes so that you can take new divine shoes. Who says this? The soul. Just as children say, "Give me new clothes," so we souls also want new clothes. The Father says, "You souls have to become new, and so only when you also have new bodies will there be beauty." When souls become pure, the five elements become new. Bodies are created of the five elements. When a soul is Satopradhan, he receives a Satopradhan body. And when a soul is Tamopradhan, he receives a Tamopradhan body. All the puppets of the whole world are now Tamopradhan. Day by day, the world is continuing to become old and continues to fall. Everything changes from new to old. When it becomes old, it is destroyed. This is a question of the whole world. The new world is called the Golden Age, and the old world is called the Iron Age. But no one knows about this confluence age. Only you know that this old world has to change. The orders of the Unlimited Father, who is the Father, Teacher, and Guru, are: become pure, conquer lust, which is the greatest enemy, and become conquerors of the world. To become a conqueror of the world means to become part of the dynasty of Vishnu. It is the same thing. You know the meaning of these words. You children know that it is the Father who is teaching you. First of all, you need to have this firm faith. As a child grows older, he has to remember his father. Then he has to remember his teacher, and then his guru. He would remember each of the three at different times. Here you have found all three at the same time. The Father, Teacher, and Guru are all one. Those people don't even understand the meaning of the stage of retirement. They have to go into the stage of retirement, and this is why they believe that they have to adopt a guru. They adopt a guru after the age of 60. This rule has only emerged now. The Father says, "I become this one Satguru at the end of his many births, in his stage of retirement." This Baba also says, "I found the Satguru after the age of 60, when it was the time to go to the land of Nirvana." The Father comes to take everyone to the land of Nirvana. You have to go to the land of liberation and then come here to play your parts. Many people adopt a guru when they reach the stage of retirement. Nowadays they even make infants adopt a guru, and so the guru would receive alms. Christians put a baby in the lap of a priest to Christianize, baptize him. However, they don't go to the land of Nirvana. God alone would tell you his end, limits. He has been telling you about it from the beginning. He tells you his own objective and also gives you this knowledge of the world. God himself comes and establishes the original eternal deity religion. That is, he establishes heaven. The name that continues is Bharat. They have created so much confusion by putting Sri Krishna's name in the Gita. This is also in the drama. It is a play of victory and defeat. No one except the Father can tell you how there is victory and defeat. Even Lakshmi and Narayan do not know that they will later be defeated. Only you Brahmins know this. Even the Shudras do not know this. The Father alone comes and makes you into deities from Brahmins. The meaning of Hamso is completely different from the meaning of Om. People continue to say meaningless things about whatever enters their minds. You now understand how you descend and how you then ascend. You children receive this knowledge at this time. According to the drama, the Father will come again after a cycle and speak to you again. All the founders of religions will come and establish their religions at their own time. You would not say that they do this number-wise according to the efforts they made. They come down number-wise according to the time and establish their own religions. Only the one father explains how he establishes the Brahmin dynasty, then the sun dynasty, and then the moon dynasty. You are now becoming the knowledgeable sun dynasty, and you will then become the Vishnu dynasty. You have to write the words very carefully so that no one can find any mistakes. You know that every elevated version of this knowledge is a jewel, a diamond. The explanations of you children have to be very refined. If any word is missed out by mistake, put it right instantly and then explain it to them. The biggest mistake is to forget the Father. The Father orders you to remember him constantly. You must not forget this. The Father says, "You are my very old lovers. There is just the one beloved of all you lovers." Those people fall in love with one another's looks. Here, there is just the one beloved. How many lovers would that one remember? For many to remember one is easy, but how would the one remember many? You say to Baba, "Baba, I remember you. Do you remember me?" Oh, it is you who have to remember him in order to become pure from impure. I am not impure that I should remember you. It is your duty to remember me because you have to become pure. To the extent that someone has remembrance and does service well, accordingly he is able to imbibe. The pilgrimage of remembrance is very difficult. It is in this that there is a battle. It isn't that you would forget the cycle of 84 births. Those ears have to become golden vessels. The more remembrance you have, the better you will be able to imbibe. There will be power in this. This is why it is said that there has to be the power of remembrance. You earn an income through this knowledge, and you receive all the powers, number-wise, by having remembrance. In swords, too, there is a number-wise difference in the power they have. That is a physical thing. The Father tells you just the one main thing. Remember Alpha. For the destruction of the world, there will just be atomic bombs that remain and nothing else. There are no armies or captains required for that. Nowadays, they have made such bombs that they can send them anywhere from wherever they are sitting. You are claiming your kingdom whilst sitting here, and they will have everything destroyed whilst sitting there. Your knowledge and yoga are equal to their material for death. This too is a play. All are actors. The path of devotion has ended. The Father alone comes and gives you the introduction of himself and the beginning, middle, and end of creation. The Father now says, you must not listen to wasteful things. This is why you must hear no evil. An image of this has been created. Previously, it was made of monkeys, whereas now they make them of human beings, because although people have faces of human beings, their characters are like those of monkeys, and this is why the comparison is made. Whose army are you? Shiv Baba's. He is changing you from monkeys to being worthy of being in a temple. They have completely changed everything. Can monkeys build a bridge, etc.? All of those are tall stories. When anyone asks you if you believe in the scriptures, tell him, wonderful. Is there anyone who would not believe in the scriptures? We believe in them the most. You still don't study them as much as we do. We have studied them for half a cycle. In heaven there are no scriptures or anything of devotion. The Father explains so easily, but nevertheless you cannot make others similar to yourselves. Because of their bondage to their children, they are not able to come. This too is said to be in the drama. The Father says, take the course for a week or a fortnight, and you should then begin to make others similar to yourselves. You should take up this service in the big cities and the capital. Then their voices of eminent people will emerge. The sound will not spread without the voices of eminent people. When service spreads everywhere with great force, many will come. You are receiving the Father's directions. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. Make your intellect refined with this knowledge and yoga. Do not make the mistake of forgetting the Father. Become a lover and remember the Beloved. 2. Become free from bondage and do the service of making others similar to yourself. Make effort to claim a high status. Never become disheartened with your effort. Blessing. May you stay in solitude and have a powerful experience and give others that too by spending a minute in a concentrated stage. To be in solitude means to stabilize yourself in a powerful stage. You can stabilize yourself in the seed stage, and you can become a light and might house, and give light and might to the world. Or you can give others an experience of the avyakt stage by stabilizing yourself in the angelic stage. If you become concentrated and stabilize yourself in this stage for a minute or a second, you can benefit yourself and others a great deal. You simply need to practice this. Slogan: A Brahmachari is one in whose every thought and word are merged the vibrations of purity. Om Shanti.